What frontline leader skills do your people need for success? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And today we want to see how can your leaders focus on crucial leadership skills to drive the outcomes that you're looking for. A study by the consultancy Woohoo of 700 people found that close to 40% of the bad days could be directly tied to a lack of support that the team member felt from their boss. Think about that. If you knew that 40% of your bad days were tied to lack of support, you definitely want to do something about that to make your organization better. Now, the one myth that we have to deal with here is that hard skills are more important than soft skills. This has been a myth that's perpetuated in many operating environments, whether it's a distribution center or a manufacturing plant. And the reality is no, actually soft skills probably determine your success more than the hard skills, at least from a leader's perspective. So I remember an organization that tended, like many, to promote people based on their technical skills. They would always take the person who was most proficient and then make them a supervisor, only to watch many of them struggle as they took on these leadership responsibilities. Because the skills that got you promoted are not necessarily the ones that will make you successful as a leader. Many people who are technically good at a job aren't necessarily good at training someone else at being technically proficient themselves. So what can you do about that? Well, we've got three essential skills that we think you should focus on in order to help your frontline leaders succeed. Number one is self-awareness. How can you increase the awareness of your frontline leaders to understand how their impact and their interactions with their team affect both the team member engagement and also the production and productivity of your plant or production location? So self-awareness is a key skill, and we of course do that in our courses by having them do the frontline leadership strengths assessment. Number two is learning agility. Now, agility is an interesting word because back in the good old days, you'd be able to look ahead in your business 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, and you'd map out exactly what you're going to need to be successful. Now, what we need is people who are good at changing things as we go along based on the circumstances. You only need to look back to the first two years of COVID to see how much pivoting and changing organizations needed to do to be successful. You want your leaders to embrace that kind of agility going forward. And the third skill is motivating others. Now, creating a motivational climate usually involves showing people appreciation for the work that they do, involving them in decision-making, keeping them in the loop in terms of communication, and ultimately paying attention to them as human beings. After all, these are not machines. These are people, and they want to be cared for as human beings. So once you focus on those three essential skills, then you'll have the soft skills that you need to be successful as a leader. Now, in the end, you might decide that it needs to be expanded by from just those basic three. And of course, you can do that by looking into our complete frontline leadership training program, and you can investigate that on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. And then why not start a conversation with us about how we can provide the leadership training that your people need to have the ultimate success.